VP J.D. Vance urges young men to resist broken culture trying to turn everyone into androgynous idiots. By Hannah Knudsen on February 20, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance delivered a pointed message to young men during an appearance at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, urging them to resist the broken culture that is trying to make them feel bad merely for being men. My message to young men is don't allow this broken culture to send you a message that you're a bad person because you're a man. Because you like to tell a joke, because you like to have a beer with your friends, or because you're competitive, he said to applause and shares. The cultural message, he said, wants to turn everybody into, whether male or female, into androgynous idiots who think the same, talk the same, and act the same. Vance made it clear that the message he and President Trump are offering is quite different from that. We actually think God made male and female for a purpose. And we want you guys to thrive as young men, and as young women. And we're going to help with our public policy to make it possible to do that, he added. Watch. The Trump administration has embraced this countercultural messaging from day one. As President Trump signed an executive order ending the insanity embraced by the Biden administration, which pushed gender confusion not only on society as a whole but on children as well. Flashback: Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology. Trump signed an order on January 20th, exactly 1 month ago today, titled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. That order firmly established that it is the policy of the United States to recognize two sexes, male and female. These sexes are not changeable and are grounded in fundamental and incontrovertible reality, it states. Under my direction, the executive branch will enforce all sex protective laws to promote this reality. The order also noted that the leftist efforts to eradicate the biological reality of sex fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being. Federal policy, it continued, must be based on truth.